Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
That's what you want to wake up to, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
White Stripes. For quite a long time, fans of White Stripes have been wondering what it would take to get Jack and Meg White back on the same page. Turns out the unifying factor was a mutual anger over Donald Trump using the White Stripes Seven Nation Army as a campaign song. Is that what we have playing in the background here?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ah. Listen to this. As it turns out earlier this week,
don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you.
It's a good song to get fired up about, but
it is. All right, so earlier this week, Jack and Meg White issued a statement objecting to Trump using this song in a campaign video. Now the label is using the squabble to sling some new stuff, merchandise from its web store. The T-shirt front reads, Icky Trump, a play off their 2007 single, Icky Thump, which just so happens to serve a white American treating a Mexican badly. Likewise, the back of the shirt features lyrics from the song, quote, white Americans, what? Nothing better to do? Why don't you kick yourself out? You're an immigrant too. Who's using who? What should we do? Well, you can be a pimp and a prostitute too. So there's no response, shockingly, from the Trump campaign.
But that's brilliant. I mean, instead of all of these whiners going, you can't use my song because I don't agree with you politically, why not have fun and make a little money off of it?
Yeah,
it's absolutely brilliant. This is the first musician I've ever seen that tells some Republican, you can't use my music, that actually did it right.
And it's always telling the Republicans, you never hear that? When it's coming to the Democratic side, you never hear some musicians.
I can't remember one single circumstance
ever,
where they told a Democrat, don't use my song.
I can never,
because
ever
Democrats
repeat.
Don't want to use, you know, what's his name? The guy, Ted Nugent. They don't want to use his bad music. he's like not, the only one out
well,
there.
I mean,
no, we're not talking about if any other people who are musicians are lending their music.
But what
she's
saying is there aren't that many conservative musicians unless you get in the country.
Ted Nugent. That's not, I don't think that was the point. I got your remark. I'm not sure that they were understood. But anyway, I think the inference is that there are more people who would vote on the Democratic side who are musicians.
Yeah.
And not.
Artists and musicians tend to be more liberal anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Although some have not supported Hillary and they have been adamant about being Bernie Sanders fans.
Bernie fans. Right. Yeah. All right, let's see here. We'll focus on the Greg Allman biopic. New York Marine and General Insurance Company looking to disclaim any payment responsibility for what happened in 2014 during the shooting of the Greg Allman movie Midnight Rider in Georgia. A train collision killed camera assistant Sarah Jones, left other crew members hurt. This week, the insurer filed a motion that argues it doesn't have to cover losses resulting from criminal acts. It's a crime in the state of Georgia to enter upon the property of another after getting notice from the owner that such entry is forbidden. Apparently, the production crew did exactly that. They entered into railroad property, placed a hospital bed across a track, filmed a movie scene after the railroad had twice denied them permission to use their land. And so the producer pled guilty last year, got a lenient sentence of 2 years imprisonment, county jail, 8 years of probation. Assistant director was tried, found guilty, and she took a plea, apparently.
Yeah, and the director's already out.
Right. So
this is. Do you remember this story?
Vaguely.
Yeah, this was. Greg Allman was devastated over this. It was really, really sad.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. You ever feel like you're being pulled in all directions? We can learn a lesson from a doll. Stretch Armstrong.
Created in the 1970s, kids loved him instantly. This superhero's limbs could stretch up to 4 times the width of his body.
These days, Stretch is a hit again, with collectors this time. You see, not many dolls survived all that stretching.
How can you avoid stretching yourself too much? Strive to be a hero, not a superhero.
Be honest, you're only human. You only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do.
Except that you can't have it all. You can't be all things to all people.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year 3 times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.